Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday on The Usual Suspects, and I'm happy to report everybody present and accounted for. And since you guys have probably gotten your fill over and over with football until you waited for the suspects to take the air, we have a special guest for you guys today.
Yeah.
Barry's here. Nick's here. I'm here. And the Junkyard Dog, the Kiss of Death, the man, the myth, the legend, Mario Ellie's going to join us to start the second segment of the show and get into a whole bunch of stuff. So always good to have family
always.
In the studio. So
always a treat. Good time.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
What up, man?
How you doing, Nick?
Doing great.
Catch up on your sleep this weekend?
I did, man. I did absolutely nothing this weekend.
I heard a rumor, Nicholas, that you didn't drink this weekend.
I didn't. I did not. I did not.
I don't know what to make of that. Is there something you need to tell us?
Did you go to church? I thought it might be a whole new leaf.
Are you a Christian now?
Yeah.
I've been feeling so tired, man, that literally this whole weekend, Netflix and video games, and it's been fantastic.
Netflix and video games. Yeah. So you're leaving them dirty hoes and then booze
yeah.
alone.
Yeah.
Just Netflix and video yep. games.
Netflix and chill, just the video yeah. games. Okay.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I like this.
It was nice.
Yeah?
I felt like an old man, but it was great.
And you feel kind rested of. And you're like...
Yeah, dude, I feel great.
What time did you get here today?
An hour before. It was going to be earlier, but this guy nearly... Well, knocked me off the road.
No.
He cut me off. And
don't
I had
put
to turn
that
right.
On me now.
He forced me in the right turn only lane.
I saw
and I had
pictures
to turn.
Of his yeah. car. Did he sideswipe you?
No. Yeah, we can get into that too.
No,
later,
last minute, I actually tried to intentionally cut him off just to aggravate him.
Oh, yeah.
And then I remembered last minute I had to go to Smoothie King. So.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was looking for him. I was waiting for him. He's in the left lane, and I can see that there's. Turn. There's someone getting ready to turn, so it's going to back up. And I'm on the right lane, and I see him starting to fade into my lane, and I hit the horn, and he's about to flip me off, and then we catch eye to eye. I was like, I wish you would. And so I made sure I squeezed him to have to stay in that left lane. I was like, okay. And then I waited for him in the parking lot, and then he went to Smoothie King instead. He's
sounds
scared.
Like you guys were playing games on the freeway.
Yeah, we were starting fights before the show started.
Y'all over here playing grab ass on 59 in vehicles?
We were talking mess. Yeah, this show started on Chimney Rock today.
That's right.
The show started on Chimney Rock?
Yes, it did.
Nice.
Yeah, well, I don't know where it'll finish, but it did start there. There's no doubt about it. And since you guys brought it up, we know that my streak of bad luck for the past month has been rolling. And then we thought that the dog had the second torn ACL. Obviously, aside from the baby.
How are you gonna? You just had a baby.
Let me finish, because I'll tell you.
And you're gonna say you had a streak
ACL,
of bad luck. You have had the greatest gift in the world
and
bestowed upon you.
And all my accident stuff and everything like that. And you're absolutely right about that. So we leave the show Friday, and I call Lisa on the way home like I normally do, and she's crying. And I was like, oh God, here we go with the hormones post-pregnancy. She goes, honey, you're going to kill me. And I go, oh, my God. And I've been driving her car because she can't drive because her mom only insists on driving mine. So I was like, okay. So I just, right off the top of my head, hoping I was wrong, go, what'd you do, mess up my car? And she goes, how'd you know? I'm like, no. She goes, I thought I was doing you a favor, so I thought I'd try and put it in the garage without you being home. And I cut the corner too close.
Uh-oh.
I'm like texting Nick going, man, I need your brother.
Now, here's the real question. So you kind of were like, it's okay, baby. We'll get it
fixed. I was totally nice to her and everything like that because I know she's been through a lot.
What would have happened if you would have called her, hey, baby, I cut the parking spot too close and hit a pole in the parking
She'll
lot
go
out
off
here
on him and he has to
and
he has
scratch
to put
the
up
side of your car.
Probably five customers
I was trying to do you a favor.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Now, would she have forgiven
you? What?
Would she have forgiven you like you did her?
Yeah, eventually.
Oh, she would?
But it would have been a process.
It would have taken a while?
Yeah.
She'd have been like, well, now you have to buy me a new car. Right.
No, we already did that. I'm not pleased about it. That's what we're dealing with.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
So we got that out of the way because thankfully I sent Nick the pictures. He's like, oh, no. I got home, and the one thing she was true to her word about was the fact that there was no body damage. It was just going to be like paint and stuff.
Yeah.
And I went to work for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, got the goo gone out there and
Look
the hot water and the soap and everything. I sent Nick the before and afters. He's like, oh, my God. I go, I just saved myself about $2,500 to $3,000.
Look at you.
Got that all done. Then Saturday.
Going out there doing man's work.
Running errands and doing things. And I'm like, okay, we're done putting everything else in the past. And all of a sudden, I go, hey, Lisa, the outdoor sink that we never use, why is there water on the deck? She goes, yeah, I was going to ask you. I saw it yesterday. I go, you saw it yesterday, but you're just, okay. I go out there, go under the sink, and it is just water all over spraying. I'm like, what the?
How long has it been like that?
So at least I could tell, probably 2 days.
Okay.
So I go and I realize there's a hose down there that's got a hole in it. So I was like, okay, this could be fixed. But I go for the stop valve, the shutoff valve.
Mm-hmm.
It won't turn.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, okay, something's really wrong here. I'm calling plumber friends, and they're like, well, you're just going to have to let it run till Monday when they get. No, I'm not.
What?
Yeah, so I finally got a vice grip, got down under there with all the water all over the place, and got something I could lock onto it with, and just kept turning until it broke through whatever the rust or whatever on the. And I finally got it to shut off and got Lake Blank turned off. And I'm like, my God, man, I can't take much more.
Yeah, that's a lot. Man, I thought I had it bad just because all the driving I did.
Aside from the baby, the last month has been an adventure.
Yeah, I'm glad. My life, boring, and I like it like that. I don't have any problems. I mean, I had like
load management. I'm going to need some time off.
I had a bad heckler at a show, but other than that.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even bad.
You tell him to S his own D?
No, I didn't go that didn't far go that this far. Time. He kept screaming things. And this was like in the first minute of my set. And I said, bro, we've got 44 minutes left. If you're going to keep this up, it's going to be a long 44 minutes if you make it, if they don't throw you out first. And he was already drunk, right? And then he was with a chick and then another couple. And then they just kept yelling things at me. And I was like, so I was getting ready to throw the guy out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then his buddy buys me a drink. So I was like, all right, that's fine. So I wait a couple more minutes. And then I look over and dude fell asleep. So usually if you fall asleep in the middle of a stand-up comedian set, he's going to be upset with you.
You were good. Huh?
I was not upset with him at all. I was like, shh, nobody wake him up.
Yeah.
It's the worst. But I don't understand why the people that sit, and it's usually like that. Most of the time, hecklers want to sit up front because they know they're going to heckle because they want the attention.
Sure.
And that's why they sit up front. So it was, but outside of that, you know, it was pretty boring. It was good weekend. A lot of driving, so I was glad to be. I slept all day yesterday.
So you watched a lot of football.
I mean, you know.
I mean, with the Texans not playing, that's cool. I get it.
See how my partner just did me?
He just threw you under the bus.
Yesterday, I asked him to watch football. He didn't have to. The Texans didn't play.
I appreciate you throwing me under the bus like that.
That means you're going to get one later.
Seriously. Yeah. No, I just want to.
I wasn't going to get one.
This is where we're at. That's true. I mean, I thought you had my back, but this is where we're at now. That's cool. Okay.
Nick was just saying, you and I are a perfect match. I was like, okay.
No, I just got to throw me under the bus like that.
I'm going to throw you under the bus.
Oh, you're going to throw me under the bus?
Yeah.
What are you going to throw me under the bus for?
I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it's going to eventually. Yeah. No, I get that. I totally get that.
Expect that from you.
Yeah, I expect it from you.
I would expect that our guest is probably going to throw you under the bus at some point.
What's that?
Mario is always good for one or two zingers at Nick.
Oh, for sure. I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
Normally, everybody is. Everybody in on the fourth floor feels comfortable.
Don't start to throw zingers stuff now.
Yeah, don't start crying. That's Joel's bit. Don't steal his bit by whining
Stop
about how everyone
my
picks
bit,
on you,
Nick.
Bitch. Oh my bad. That's
See?
Yours too.
Yeah. Oh, suck it. How about that?
See. Okay. Oh man.
Yeah, we got them all.
You guys
ready
are on
to
a roll today.
I know.
What if I stumbled into a hornet's nest of idiocy
Mario's
with you two today?
Like, keep things normal.
Mario's going to bring some maturity to this show.
Stop it.
Thank God.
Maturity. He wants to talk about New York sports because that's the hot topic in Houston.
Yeah, we're going to do an hour of Giants Jets.
I don't even want to get into his load management, but that's something else, too, that we're going to get into as we get going here. So it's going to be a good show. Of course, obviously, we're still going to get to a lot of football and talk about everything that happened over the course of the weekend. We're going to kick it off the right way. Start the suspects on Monday with Mario Elie joining us. We're going to talk about all this load management crap and everything that's been going on in the NBA and a whole lot more. So if you want to join the show, HRNP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call that number, text that number. Look, we're going to do our best to maybe take a couple calls, but it just depends on how much we get to with Mario. So you can try and do that. Also, hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. So let's get the party started.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I want to tell you about Get Upside right now. Boy, this has been my savior this last week. With as much driving as I've been doing and been on the road and eating out and eating fast food and all that, Get Upside has been super handy for me. Because, you know, I've been telling you guys about it, but you get cash back when you buy gas and food through the Get Upside app, and it's so easy to use, and I love it so much. I'm actually saving money doing comedy now versus before Get Upside because I'm keeping some of the money that I'm spending in my pocket. It's that simple, guys. What Get Upside does is you fill up your tank, you upload your receipt to Get Upside, and they send you cash back based on the deal that you decided to redeem. And the same thing works for the food as well. You pick a deal you want in the Get Upside app, you go eat, you upload your receipt, you get cash back for it. It is that simple. I've had listeners tell me they've got $500 in their account, $200 in their account, $50, $80. Guys, the money is real. And it's your money. So hang on to it. Go. ABC 13 did a whole story on Get Upside. It is growing. It's expanding. When it first started, they were in D.C. and Houston. And now they are going nationwide. And it's that popular because it works and there's no strings attached. So do yourself a favor right now. Go download Get Upside. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go! Second segment of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Special treat for y'all, and I told you this as we opened up the program, and that is that because you probably footballed out for a while, and we'll get to it, I do want to kind of say that Barry has always said to me, he always feels like he's getting screwed over, and it sucks because we always bring Mario in whenever he's out. So I said, well, you know what? Barry's in. Mario's in. Let's do this.
Let's do it.
And Mario Elie joins us. What's up, man?
Good to see you guys, always.
Always good to see you as well.
The big three. We got our own big three in there.
What about your boy in there?
Like I said, the big three.
He's starting out you early.
Yeah, he the coach.
My favorite
man.
Guest of all right here. My favorite guest of all. If you're going to take shots at Nick, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Nick's an easy target. That's an easy target.
From our days of the two-man game on SB Nation.
And
Nick produced it, and we brought him on. So we go all the way back. Before we get started, I do want to give you a shout-out for your boys because I know you're a proud papa.
Absolutely.
But your wife put it out there. Pretty cool here. Congressional medals received by your boys for 300-plus hours of volunteering in the community, 200-plus hours for each of your two sons, put in a minimum of 200-plus hours. It's not just about the sports because they're great athletes. Your daughter's a great athlete. You have triplets. But just congratulations to the boys. That's awesome.
That is great.
That is awesome, Joe. That was the highlight of my weekend, watching my sons receive that award. And really proud of my son, both of them, but I'm really proud of son Glenn. They didn't mention in the video that my son was down there at the hospice down in Montrose cooking for AIDS patients. You know, he would go down there. We would buy the food. Glenn would go down there and cook for maybe 8 or 9 people at the house. And there's sometimes he'll come back, somebody may pass away. So it was a interesting experience for him, but I was very proud of him. Every time he came in the door, you see a smile from the people's face. What is Glenn cooking up for us today? But I'm very proud of my boys. It's not about being athletes, Joe. It's about teaching your sons how to give back. That's what this world is about. That's why America is such a great country. We got to give back to people in need.
That's awesome.
That is great, man. Is this something you've been instilling in them since they were kids?
No question. Me and my wife thought it was very important for them to give back and to give back to their communities, and they seem to enjoy it. You know, they both young men are really good with kids, and they work with kids. They do all kind of stuff. So I'm a really proud dad today. It was a great day yesterday to hear them, their names get called and to see their pride.
Yeah.
You know, something they accomplished. So that was pretty neat.
That's very cool.
And that's awesome. And you've always, even when you played and all the time that we've known each other, I know that you've been very grounded in terms of the fact that, you know, this the stardom stuff is going to, it's going to come and it's going to go. But if you get your education and you give back, you're always going to be in a good place. And that's what the kids have taken from you two guys. Gina as well. You guys as parents have been fantastic. So.
Yeah, God always bless you when you give. And that's part of being a faithful person. You got to give back. There's a lot of people in need out here, especially the state that our country is in right now. It's always good to do good deeds out there.
If you don't want to run for mayor, you can run for office, too. I mean, based on just that alone, I think you can make progress from what we've seen in politics.
Well, Joe, you're a parent, too, so I'm sure you're an outstanding dad, and I'm sure you and your wife, when the girls get older,
oh, yeah,
you guys are going to be out in the community, and that's what it's about. You got to have balance.
No doubt about that. You said the weekend was great. I don't know how it can be. I mean, let's go back to the fact that first the Astros eliminated your Yankees.
And did they win the chip? No. Okay, let's move on.
So that'll
can they win one home game?
That'll ruffle some feathers.
Can they win one home game?
Yeah, okay. I guess the Yankees are good.
Right. It's only one happy team at the end of the year, Joe. That's what Doc Rivers told me a couple years ago. There's only one happy person. You don't get a trophy for second place, last I remember, but Astros are a great organization.
Well, you do get an American League pennant. So that's
wow, that's so big time. That. That's there big time. That. But I'm enjoying Houston and New York being good for a lot of years. Both teams are outstanding. I'm glad we fired our pitching coach because why you throw a slider or Altuve when you got a guy 6'6", 300 pounds who can throw 102? But that's a story for another day. But he's gone. So we got a new guy.
And then your football team in the Battle of New York yesterday, the Giants, if you don't know.
Oh, the toilet bowl yesterday and MetLife.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Oh,
Saquon,
God.
How many carries for 1 yard?
Hey, I'm just happy Danny Dimes. That was the big position that we were worried about in New York is quarterback. I think our future is bright. We're going to get a good pick again this year. So hopefully we can get that linebacker from Ohio State. So we just got to build and do a better job in free agency.
You weren't sad at all to see what's happened to Eli? I mean,
at all, dog. He done made so much money. They talk about the quarterback in 18 years who made the most money.
Look.
He over it. I mean, this dude made over $220 million for being okay quarterback.
Mario, you know? I feel like as an athlete, you would look at Eli's situation and be like, let that old man play a little longer.
No, bro, we're trying to win in New York,
they ain't doing
man.
Nothing right now anyways. Let that man play.
I mean, you got the Giants, Jets, the Knicks. There's a lot of heartbreak in New York City
right now.
No doubt, that too.
So, but don't tell me that you weren't a guy the minute that they drafted Daniel Jones, you were like, man, I don't know what Gettleman's doing.
I did not
doing.
Say that because I don't scout or do nothing. I'm like, let me see how this kid's play. And I'm glad he's proven everybody wrong. This dude's a pretty good player, very mobile. He turns the ball over a little bit too much. But in his defense, we had a lot of guys hurt. But we still a team in work in progress. We ain't got no Aaron Rodgers, guys like that, who's an outstanding quarterback. But we're going to be all right. We're going to come.
You realize he uses we a lot.
Yeah, I hear. It's okay.
Okay.
It's Mario Ellie. He can say
he's
we.
He's got a rule on we.
I get.
I'm a New York fan, so, you know, we live and die with our sports team.
Oh, let me tell you what. Speaking of that, I was listening to a lot of college football driving around, and every college football announcing team says we, and it was killing. Oh, man. It was killing me. I was like, just.
Hey, the East Coast fan, Joe, no, the East Coast fan.
Oh, yeah.
Philly, ooh, Boston, passion. New York.
Yeah.
It's a different animal out there.
Yeah.
Well, he's right. I was on satellite. I was catching the Badger Hawkeye game with the Iowa announcer.
Saying
and
we,
first of all,
huh?
Just the commercials about America's Farmers of America are sponsoring this first quarter of Hawkeye football. And then, oh, God, don't you know? We are in trouble. The Badgers' D's playing grandma. Oh, it's
yeah. Well, let me tell you the best thing about the Iowa games is the hospital they got.
Yes.
That's so cool. Everybody's waving to the sick kids up there. I think that's just a.
Yeah.
Cool thing right there. It's a great
There's
atmosphere.
A lot of great traditions in college
Absolutely.
Football
That's
that have been around a long time. That might be the best.
No question
yeah,
about
it's
it.
It's taken over.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's very, very cool. Okay, so we're breaking the ice a little bit. We're going to get down to some brass tacks here because we know that one of the main topics in the NBA this year has been load management. And you've coached the modern day player, but you played in a day when there was no such thing as load management. So I do want to get your feelings on all of that when we get to this next segment, because a lot has to be dissected here about some guys that might be just a tad bit soft.
Yeah, and we go to touch on the AAU. Earl Watson made a great point on the Twitter over there. My kids played a lot of games in the summer, and I see what they're talking about. So that may have to change, because a lot of these young guys are playing a lot of games. Soon as your high school season ends, you go right into your AAU season, and that's even more than your high school game. So we're going to get into that.
Yeah.
And I've already told you guys, it's the most corrupt organization in American sports.
Preach.
Is AAU basketball. So before we get to all that, let's get some of the business out of the way, and that means I'm here to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pasikoff and his staff do a fantastic job. I made the switch about 3 years ago, saved thousands off my energy bill with previous companies. You can too. All you got to do is get on to infuseenergy.com, or better yet, you call 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732. Right off the top, you get a human being, not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them, because their sole goal is to find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least, and what's the best rate and deal they can possibly find for you. In those rare occasions that there's another company out there can meet their prices, they're going to tell you that too, because they want to be like a trusted friend. You may not do business with them now, but you will do them at some point, because you know that they're upfront with you and honest, and that's what you want in a business partner. 5 out of 5 star rating with the Public Utilities Commission of Texas. Can't get better than that, and that's another reason why you sign up. Simply put, it's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Believe me when I tell you, infuse energy into your life.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Special Monday on The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel, and Mario Ellie in studio as we chop it up, broke the ice a little bit, got caught up with him and everything going on with his boys and everything in H-Town, and now get into some of the meat and potatoes of what was one of the premier headlines last week, as Kawhi Leonard sat out a national TV game for load management. And a lot of people talking about, MJ even chiming in. Steve Clifford said, look, Michael Jordan said back in the day, I signed a contract to play 82 games, not 62. But I thought no better person to get into all this than you. You didn't have, for a part of your career, you flew commercial. You didn't have all this, every meal paid for, but you get per diem. And they're, you know, the training staff that's making sure that they do all the things technically and otherwise. It had to make your skin crawl when you see what's going on in today's game.
Well, it's just a different era, Joe. I'm happy for the young guys who are getting paid right now, but I'm just not happy of the direction of the league. Like you said, Kawhi Leonard, you're one of the top guys in the NBA. People want to see you. People pay tickets to watch you guys play. And I remember Michael Jordan saying that. He said, I play every game my hardest, because that may be the only time a fan gets to afford to watch me play. If you're one of the most toughest competitors, Kawhi, why wouldn't you want to go against Giannis? I was looking forward to that matchup. But they're talking about load management. But I think Kawhi's situation, Joe, is a little different. They said there's something wrong with like a nerve that bothers him on his that hurt him in San Antonio, a degenerate nerve somewhere going on in his body. So they have to do it. That I understand. Second, the only guy that should ask for load management is LeBron James. That's the only guy I will give a pass to. But LeBron said he wants to play every game. LeBron, Harden, to me, are old school players because they love to be out on the floor. That's how I was. You know, I was NBA is a blessing. It's like NFL, Major League Baseball. It's a privilege to play in these leagues, Joe. Playing against Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic.
No blame on Kawhi, though, for sitting out, Mario?
Well, I'm giving you the reason. They said he has health issues. That's why he was dragging at the end of the season with Toronto last year, like on one leg. I would like to see him out there. I would really like to know what he's diagnosed with, but these are the words I'm hearing, that there's something going on with him that he really can't play a lot.
Okay, so, I mean, as a player, it's one thing, right? Especially you having played and the reputation you had as being a gamer and being out there. And I totally see that. Put yourself in the shoes. And I'm not an advocate of load management. I'm just playing devil's advocate. What do you make of teams and front offices that are like, hey, healthier players at the end of the year? The chances of us, if you have good players making the playoffs, is great because the NBA, just about everybody gets in. So we want everybody healthy. What do you make of that scenario, or that reason for the argument?
That's weak. That's why you take the leap to the NBA. You say it's a man's league. That's what's part of it. It's playing 82 games. The pride of playing 82 games is out the window. It's like a pitcher pitching a whole game. That's out the window because all this darn analytics. It's just a different era we in right now. I think it starts at the AAU level. I think they play too many games. We're seeing that with Zion. You know, when you're a great player as a young guy, you play your AAU season, USA basketball, select team. You're playing all this basketball in the summer. Then you get into your college season. You're playing a lot of basketball. And this kid, how many games we seen Zion play? This dude's out already 2 months already. So
it's a good point.
I think in AAU, we got to cut down. I know the shoe companies, Joe, me and you talk about it offset. There's a lot of corruption going on in AAU and with this shoe thing. But they need to cut down the games of these young guys in the summertime.
It's the same way when guys play for the Olympics. Exactly. And then they come back and they get hurt the next year and everything. Because exactly. They played too much. And it's a great point because, and look, we chopped it up on this show with Barry Nick talking about the fact that, in my opinion, the biggest and most corrupt organization in all of sports across the board in North America for young kids is AAU because people are out for themselves. They're not out for these kids. If they win and they put an Adidas or a Nike logo on it and they've got a little clout with them, well, not only is that kid who's getting a full ride to Duke going to get attention, but the coach is. And the next thing you know, it's going to be, hey, he can take me along or I can be an assistant coach and then maybe I make it big. And in the process, they don't care what they're doing to the kids to get where they need to go.
Yep. And that's a great point, Joe. And I was really conscious of my son Gaston last year because I have a team, Marriott Early Elite, and we selected tournaments. I said, this is too much basketball for these kids. We just coming off a season. You know, some of these kids are going to summer school. That's a lot on these kids. So we were really selective with our tournaments last year, and we benefited from it, Joe. We won maybe 4 out of 6 tournaments this year, major tournaments, from just not – having a heavy schedule. My son was fresher. You know, year before, my son was always nicked up and banged up. Cause we're playing every weekend in the summer. We're playing every weekend. Because these AAU tournaments want to make money, like you said. But I was very selective. I took a close eye on it, and I saw a better level of play, you know, when we played less games. So I think if they cut that down, I think the NBA will be a lot better. These guys will come a lot fresher. But still, our league is young. You know, these guys are coming in still young, still immature. And what bothered me, John Morant, you're on the Memphis Grizzlies. Low management for a rookie? What the hell is that about?
Yeah.
Do you think the NBA needs to put some sort of mandate out? Or
yes. Yeah, come on, Adam Silver. I love your owner. You got to start putting your foot down. If David Stern was involved, this ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to make these guys play. I love Adam Silver, what he's doing with the league. You know, but TV contracts. They want to see stars on TV. They don't want to see backups.
Look at the other night. You got the Warriors with nobody. And you got the Rockets who are supposed to – who wants to see that game where the Rockets are just trying to find their way? The Warriors aren't playing with nobody, and that's an ESPN game. That's a problem. Now, I don't know where you're at, but one of the things I threw out last week amongst the guys talking is the fact that if you're going to load manage – well, then how about instead of taking games off, how about practices? How about take a few practices off, save yourself that way, but play the actual games? Because like you said, I'm all over it. If a single dad is taking his kid to see Kawhi Leonard for the only time they're coming to your town and he skips that game for load management, that's wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong. I mean, it's about the fans. They're paying our salary. They're paying these guys salaries, you know? You should want to play every night. You're playing against the best competition every night. I took pride of always playing, always being available. I was hurt sometimes. And sometimes I shouldn't have been playing. But I wanted to be out there. I didn't want to let my team down, my city down. And my role getting to the NBA, I'm not a lottery pick or nothing like that, Joe. But I appreciate it. That's why I played the way I played. I appreciate it every second on that NBA floor because that's a privilege, man. I'm looking at Magic. I'm looking at Bird. These are the guys I compete. This is why I work my butt off my whole basketball life. It's to compete at the highest level and to be available. That's a big part. Football, baseball, basketball is being available. I love LeBron. LeBron is in his 17th year. This dude said, I want to be out there every night. Granted, I know he's going to take some game off, but I love that about LeBron and Harden. Those guys are throwbacks. They love to play, and they love to compete. They want to be out there for their team. That's a leader.
Yeah, do you think that it's the front office is trying to look, you got a lot of money invested in guys like Kawhi Leonard, or you got a lot of money invested in guys like these rookies that are coming into the league. Do you want to be careful long-term with them? And maybe that's because they realize, because like you guys just got through talking about, until they get to that point, these kids have played a ton of games. And you've got a big financial investment in them. So now you're like, well, maybe since I know he's a rookie, but we might be able to. It's kind of like what the Nationals did with Strasburg early on in his career. You know, and people kind of had a problem with it, but you kind of didn't. Where do you draw a line at for this, though?
But I thought Strasburg had an injury, didn't he?
He was coming back from an injury.
Yeah, he was coming back from a tough injury.
And so that's in Kawhi's case, is like what you're saying. So it's similar, right?
They sort of coming back from tough injuries. That I understand. But if you healthy, you need to be out there on the floor. Just giving guys games off just to get them off, that is not right. That's not what you signed up for, NBA, to be on the NBA.
Here's what, and I know your background, and I know how many countries you played in before you got to the NBA, but here's where I'm going with all this. It's a mentality that's a learned behavior. You guys knew to grind. You were playing on the playgrounds every time you got a chance to play. If there was a gym open at night, you were playing. These guys get fed with a silver spoon, and AAU continues to throw tennis shoes and money under the table at these kids to where all of a sudden, every step of the way, it's cater to me. Show me the ball. Show me the attention. And if you don't, I'll go somewhere else and run and take my ball and play elsewhere. It's not that same toughness level.
I give them one thing, Joe. We didn't have the high-intense AAU when we were growing up. I played on one AAU team. We played a couple games, and that was it. We didn't have the schedule these kids have now. So I'm thinking that's why we were able to get into the league and play a longer season. I feel like a lot of these young guys, you said, I think they're playing too much ball. People got to take a good look at AAU because it's affecting these guys going into the league.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got plenty more to get to with Mario. I want to kick it around on a lot of different topics. Of course, if you guys want to throw some questions our way, HR&P listener line, text us, 713-780-3776, or hit us on Twitter. Before we go to the break, Barry's got something for you.
Yeah, I want to tell you about MyBookie. We are in the midst of football season. If you're looking to get action on games, there is no better place on the interwebs to do that than MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. When you bet with them and you win, they're going to pay you. That's the beautiful thing. Nobody pays you faster than MyBookie. You get your cash when you want it. And look, if you're worried about, well, but I don't know if they've got all the odds on all the games, more prop bets than any other sports book out there. They've got parlays and teasers. Whatever it is you're looking for, they've got it, and they've got it the best way you can get it. Safe, secure, and once you win, they're going to pay you. It's really a no-brainer. I don't want you guys out there putting your money into some no-name sportsbook online where you're not sure if you're going to get your money back. That's not the gamble you want to take. The gamble you want to take is on the teams and on the field and on the court, not with who you put your money with. So bet with the best, bet with MyBookie. And right now, if you sign up, they're going to double your first deposit up to $1,000 in free money. You can't beat that. All you got to do when you sign up, put in promo code radio in the promo box, and then they will double your first deposit up to $1,000. That's free money, man. Do not pass that up. Right now, go sign up with MyBookie. It's MyBookie.ag. Promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
Years, Roman conquerors returning from the wars enjoyed the honor of a triumph, a tumultuous parade.
Saluting all the men and women who served our nation.
Sir! Yes, sir!
Happy Veterans Day.
We are citizens of an American nation.
From ESPN.
Sir, yes, sir!
97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back, hour one, Usual Suspects. Always great to have family in the studio. My man Mario Elie joining us as we kick it around before we get into all the football in the second half of the show. And we were talking just about the AAU and all the different things going on with load management. We can get into some just Rocket-specific stuff. But you and I were talking during the break. And I said, look, for all the parity in the league this year, which people love, yeah, and they love the fact that Golden State's down because of how much they've kind of threw it in everybody's faces for years. But you look at where the Rockets are, and they qualify to have the two-star team like the Lakers and Clippers, yeah, and a lot of teams. But I said, the way Chris Paul's playing, you can hate him for the way it all ended here if you're a James Harden fan and all this other stuff. But the way Chris Paul is playing, and I knew he was going to come back with a vengeance because he wasn't done, but he could be the difference, and he could decide the championship this year depending on where he could possibly be traded to because he's playing good.
I mean, that young OKC team is playing some real good ball, and it starts with that leader, number three. We got a superstar emerging of, I don't know how to pronounce his name, Shea Alexander Gilchrist,
yep.
Special player. I like the young guys are playing with a lot of energy. You still got the foundation in the middle with Steven Adams. And Nerlens Noel gives them that backup athletic big. They got length, man. That Milwaukee OKC game last night was a fun watch. They came back down 10 points with 2 minutes left, had a chance to win, but Milwaukee at the end pulled it out.
I watched it too. I know Barry's shocked by that, but I did find
Chris
a way
Paul
to watch
got
back.
That young squad playing real, real good right now.
Now, somebody had a question for you. A couple questions from the text line for you. And if you guys want, I mean, you can text 713-780-3776 or call 713-780-3776 because it's not often that the fans get to talk to the JYD. So,
absolutely.
But somebody said, what are your thoughts on load management for home teams only? So if you're on the road, don't give your guys a day off because that's the team. That's when people like, you know, when LeBron comes to town, everyone wants to go see LeBron. And I'm not saying he would take a day off for load management because he's against it. But, you know, it's different when Harden and Westbrook are at home and you want to give them a day off versus going somewhere else. Thoughts on that?
If you're healthy, play the game.
Okay.
If you don't need a cast or crutches, play the game.
Play the game. I mean, these guys are getting a tremendous amount of money, rightfully so. They deserve it. I'm not hating. But these guys are getting – the average guys making $15 million who are not even all-stars. Back then, in my day, you had to be all-star to get some change. Right now, you ain't got to be no all-star to get no change. So if you're healthy, Nick, all you guys – play the game.
All right, next question for you was, Mario, who was the toughest player you played against? What made them so tough to defend?
Of course, Michael Jordan was a handful. Fadeaway, spin move, everything. Just an outstanding talent, probably the greatest of all time. James Worthy was a handful when I had to guard him when I was at Golden State in the playoffs. Stackhouse, Vince Carter, who else? I mean, so many players. Derek Harper. I mean, not Derek Harper. Ron Harper. I'm going. Got Kobe Bryant. I mean, Grant Hill.
That's the thing. When he starts rattling off these names, you realize he played big, he played small, and he's guarding all the best players.
I mean, Dan Marley, Gary Payton, John Stockton.
But if you only had one, is it going to be Jordan?
Of course.
Obviously,
of course, it's Michael Jordan.
Okay, so if we exclude Jordan, who's the one guy that you didn't want? Because when the Bulls would come to town, y'all would just put Max on Jordan, right?
Well, me and Max both wanted a part of Jordan. You know, we both wanted him.
So who outside of Jordan, who was the toughest player you had to guard ever?
You know what? Me with the Rockets, I sort of guarded from like 1 to 4.
Yeah.
So when Rudy used to put me on Sharif Abdul-Rahim.
Really?
His long, skinny, but I'm physical with him. Barry, I'm knocking him off the box, and his long butt just shoot over my little butt with the jump hook, and he just started laughing at me. I'm like,
they were so bad, he didn't get enough credit for how good a player he was.
I'm like, Rudy, can you send a double team? This dude just punt. Granted, we would beat him, no joke, but I would take the punishment. Sharif would have 35 and 12, they'll lose, but I'm like, man, he was tough. When I used to guard taller guys, those guys used to bother him, because you can be as physical as you want with those guys. They'll just shoot right over you. Back then, guys had post games.
Right.
You know what's interesting is on today's Rockets team, the kind of guy that does that a lot is P.J. Tucker. He's got a guard. When you watch it, what are your thoughts when you're watching him down there trying to guard guys that are
way bigger
than him?
I like P.J. guarding guys up to 6'8", but when you guard guys 6'10", 6'7", come on, man. You got to give him some help. I was talking to you guys watching the game against Miami. Myers Leonard posting us up under the goal. This dude's 7 foot.
Yeah.
Granted, he shoots threes, but he was getting his lot of points on us in the paint. And I think in the future that will be a problem, especially out west, with all the size you got out west. You go to Denver, you got Jokic and Millsap. You go to L.A., you got LeBron, Davis, Howard, McGee. I mean, size.
And you haven't even mentioned maybe their third best player, Kyle Kuzma.
Exactly, yeah. Kyle Kuzma. Once he gets healthy and flowing, I think he's going to be big for the Lakers. You got Minnesota. You got big old Towns in the middle. When Capella go out, I mean, who's going to guard him? And I don't know who's there for. But you got a lot of size out there. Then you go to Portland. I mean, Zach Collins is out. That's a big loss for them. You still got Whiteside. But you got a lot of these teams out west, Joe, who's pretty big up front.
Well, look at what you've seen from the Rockets so far. And Nick made a great point. Look, the sample size should be 20 games. Don't judge it too quickly. Let them kind of get used to playing with each other. We know what Westbrook did in OKC. But we also knew and said all along, is there enough ball to go around? And then with all the duos we've talked about in the league, I've said this could be decided by whose team has the best third player on a team.
Great point.
And I don't know who Eric Gordon's not being used well enough to be their best player, at third best player.
I'm not going to judge after 20, Joe. I'm going to judge in the playoffs because Rockets go win a lot of games. They will be in the playoffs. How does that game transform in the playoffs? I'm not worried about the regular season. You got two MVPs. They will be there. It hasn't worked the last couple of years. How is this a duo going to do in the playoffs? Both guys had their moments in the playoffs. Were never like on a Kevin Durant, LeBron. I'm waiting to see both those guys play at an elite level to win a chip. I haven't seen that consistently in the playoffs. Handful of games. That's all I saw.
Let's talk about defense. Because they let Bezdelic go. 2 years ago, this was the guy they couldn't live without. They had to have. They overpaid him. Then they just basically said, you're out the door, you're gone. He wasn't done with basketball, he went to New Orleans. But now, Daryl picks the assistants, and defensively, for all the things you just said about the two former MVPs, they got to stop somebody. They got to play with some fire on the defensive end.
And if you want to be leaders, you got to play both ends of the floor. I understand, I think the Rockets style, as they see, they want to outscore people. Especially with the Warriors going down. That was the only team in their way, you know. They couldn't outscore them. But I think the Rockets' formula is they want to outscore people. But I'm with you, Joe. At the end of the day, the shots ain't always going to fall. So what you going to fall back on? You got to fall back on things you can control. Defense, you can control. Offense, you can't. You can't control shots going in and out. But they got to tighten up the D. What I saw that defense against Washington giving up 158 points, that's not a good win. And you win only by one. And that John Wall is out. I'm like, how you give a team 158 points? So emphasis got to be a little bit on defense if they want to go deep in the playoffs.
So what are your thoughts on Harden saying that they feel like that soft defense has gotten better just because they held the Bulls to 94?
Are they a playoff team? I judge the Rockets when they play the good team. Mm-hmm. They haven't beat Miami. They didn't beat Milwaukee. Those are the teams I'm going to judge them by. Not the teams we're not going to see in April and May. I'm judging the Rockets of the teams they're going to be playing in the playoffs, East and West. And they haven't been faring good so far, so I'm hoping they can do better.
I'm just looking at the other thing that we always talk about, too, is everybody's got two, and then we talk about who the third best player is, and in the Rockets' case, probably Eric Gordon. But then it's the complementary pieces. We knew it was square pegs, round holes last year. Morey didn't put the right guys around him. This year, you got some guys that at least can make some shots. They look like they were good fits. But again, they got to play defense and they got to make shots. They're not doing that.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the teams who won championships. Granted, Golden State was a perimeter-oriented team, but Kevin Durant was still 7 foot tall. I just feel you have to have a big who's going to contribute. I understand it's a guard league right now, pick and roll, three-point shot league. But it's good to have one big guy that you can count on when the shots are not falling. Like the Lakers, the shots are not falling. Let's throw it down to AD. Denver Nuggets, the shot not falling, we can go through Jokic. Minnesota not shot falling, we can go down to town.
Even Portland Nurkic.
Exactly. You can go down to Nurkic. You know, you can even go down to Whiteside. Whiteside can give you a little something down there. So you got the clip, and he got the clip.
So you're saying you're not going to give the ball to Clint Capella?
Can't make no free throws, so they're going to foul him. But
you going to give the ball to Tyson Chandler?
Clint Capella really haven't showed me. Last year I'm watching – Klay Thompson and Steph Curry switch on him. When you switch on a big, you're supposed to punish him. And I didn't see that last year. We got to be ready to attack the switch. We got to get some little box or a little jump hook, something down there. I really didn't see that.
Why do you think that is? Because it looked like Capella's career trajectory was going in the right direction. I mean, it looked like, wow, he's ready to bust out and become an all-star. And then something happened and it got stunted. And I don't really know what it was. What are your thoughts?
I think he was on an all-star level last year. He was on a nice little road. So he had an injury. I don't know what injury it was. And it kept him out for a little bit. And I think he sort of lost his rhythm. And then when you start talking mess in the playoffs, oh, we want the champs. You got to watch what you want, brother. You got to want what you want. Then you go out there and lay an egg. I'm like, don't talk no mess and then lay an egg out there. If you're going to talk mess, you better back that bleep up. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be careful. You're going to offend Nick. That's Nick's favorite player. Nick thinks Capella hung the moon.
I love Capella. But just need more from him offensively as far as box work if a little guy switches on.
There you
go.
You
got to be able to score.
That's hour one already going by with the Junkyard Dog, Mario Ellie. We're going to chop it up a little bit more with him as we get into hour number two of the show. Barry's also getting your questions involved. If there's things you want to ask him, he loves answering questions from the fans. So we'll continue with hour number two coming up in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.